Listening, Part 3. You will hear someone talking. You will hear the person twice. Complete the information. Write short answers of 1 to 5 words.
Little is known about the cultures that occupied the southern Sahara at a time when the desert was wetter and more hospitable to life than it is today. But with the discovery at Gobero of some 200 burials, striking evidence is coming to light about two cultures that lived in the now hyper-arid desert in Niger. The Kifian, who began living there about 10,000 years ago, were a fishing-based culture that inhabited a lush setting abundant with water-adapted animals until about 8,000 years ago. More than 1,000 years passed before the next inhabitants, the Tenarian, settled in the same region. We can distinguish between the cultures by their pottery and burial practices. The Kifian decorated their ceramic vessels with wavy lines and zigzags. They fashioned harpoons and fishing instruments from bone. The size of some of the tools indicates that they sought Nile perch, weighing hundreds of pounds, and perhaps hunted hippos and crocodiles. Before burial, the Kifian were tightly bundled, perhaps squeezed into a basket or pouch. There's evidence that they stood over 2 meters tall and had a robust musculature. The skeletons the archaeologists found are dark in color, probably caused by the lake's flooding around 8,000 years ago, inundating the cemetery and staining the bones. The Tenarian, who occupied the site some 6,500 to 4,500 years ago, were shorter, with thinner skulls than their predecessors. Their bones weren't darkened from inundation, indicating that the lakes were drying up, which eventually must have forced the Tenarian to leave. The dead were buried on their sides in casual positions. Double burials distinguish these people from the Kifian. Most of the cultural artifacts found at Gobero are Tenarian. Their ceramics are decorated with dotted patterns, rather than with the wavy lines seen in the Kifian ceramics. Many of the stone tools, scrapers, knives, arrowheads, are made from a green stone called felsite, and of local rock or bone. No one knows where these people came from, nor do we know whether they were nomads or colonizers who traded or waged war with neighboring communities. Little is known about the cultures that occupied the southern Sahara at a time when the desert was wetter and more hospitable to life than it is today. But with the discovery at Gobero of some 200 burials, striking evidence is coming to light about two cultures that lived in the now hyper-arid desert in Niger. The Kifian, who began living there about 10,000 years ago, were a fishing-based culture that inhabited a lush setting abundant with water-adapted animals until about 8,000 years ago. More than 1,000 years passed before the next inhabitants, the Tenarian, settled in the same region. We can distinguish between the cultures by their pottery and burial practices. The Kifian decorated their ceramic vessels with wavy lines and zigzags. They fashioned harpoons and fishing instruments from bone. The size of some of the tools indicates that they sought Nile perch, weighing hundreds of pounds, and perhaps hunted hippos and crocodiles. Before burial, the Kiffian were tightly bundled, perhaps squeezed into a basket or pouch. There's evidence that they stood over 2 meters tall and had a robust musculature. The skeletons the archaeologists found are dark in colour, probably caused by the lake's flooding around 8,000 years ago, inundating the cemetery and staining the bones. The Tanarian, who occupied the site some 6,500 to 4,500 years ago, were shorter, with thinner skulls than their predecessors. Their bones weren't darkened from inundation, indicating that the lakes were drying up, which eventually must have forced the Tanarian to leave. The dead were buried on their sides in casual positions. Double burials distinguish these people from the Kiffian. Most of the cultural artifacts found at Gobero are Tanarian. Their ceramics are decorated with dotted patterns, rather than with the wavy lines seen in the Kiffian ceramics. Many of the stone tools, scrapers, knives, arrowheads, are made from a green stone called felsite, and of local rock or bone. No one knows where these people came from, nor do we know whether they were nomads or colonizers who traded or waged war with neighboring communities.
You now have 30 seconds to read through and check your answers. That is the end of part 3.